Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Off from games last weekend, Tom, but you did scrimmage Augsburg due to scheduling that isn't possible every year. But how much more beneficial is that than just to see another team?
I thought it was beneficial, Schultzy, just because, again, you hit it on the head. Sometimes just playing against your own teammates can get a little old, and you don't want to get after it like you normally would in a situation, just because, for a lot of different reasons, and you know you can guess why. You know, one of them is injury, and again, I think it's been a long 6 weeks of playing against our own guys. So I thought it was beneficial, and it was just nice to compete against somebody a little different.
Did you guys treat it more like a game or more like a practice?
We treated it like a game, and I was all over the guys. I just did not want them to let their foot off the gas. I didn't want them to sit there and not take it serious. And so, again, the first period, I was all over them, and they responded.
With a week off from games, that gives your freshmen another week of watching film and seeing what they're doing wrong and seeing how you want to do things. How much more efficient were your practices now after that?
I thought we had a great week of practice just for the reasons you just stated, Schultzy. And, again, Bob Motzko told me he loves having week two off. And there's a reason St. Cloud's didn't play this past week either, because that's the schedule Bob put together. Bob always likes that. He just says, I like to have that week with the guys after week one. He goes, there's a lot of things that we can work on. And for us, we just happened to have that week off. So I took the advice that Bob gave, and we just tried to, you know, we made the most of it.
The games against St. Cloud were so different. Can you even compare the nights that Zach and Hank had?
Not really. Again, that's the trouble with you know, these poor goaltenders sometimes. They're at the mercy of what goes on in front of them sometimes. And, again, it was just an odd sequence, obviously, on Friday night. And it's one of those sequences I'd rather not really discuss right now, because I'm trying to – I tell the guys all the time we're putting that behind us, but I also brought it up at the luncheon today too, at the booster luncheon here in Grand Forks. But it's just it was a different sequence of events. But I thought both goalies really played well two weekends ago.
With a home game, then a week off, and now finally a road trip, does it finally feel like the season is going in full swing?
Kind of does, Schultzy. We know we're in a rhythm right now. We know we're going to be playing a lot of hockey, and it's punching us right in the nose right now. So it is what it is, and we're in the meat of things right now.
How important are road trips to make a team a team?
Well, I like this one because, again, we can bring everybody on the road since it's a non-conference series. Next weekend, I got to put a lineup together. Only 23 guys can go. So there's going to be some guys staying home, and that's, you know, they're going to be disappointed. And that's the tough part of the job, Schultzy, is putting the lineup together. The other tough part of the job when you go on the road is telling guys that they're not going to be making the trip. And sometimes you can't really give them a definitive answer why they're not making the trip. It's just that it's a numbers game, and we got to do what we got to do.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. North Dakota played a series in Mankato last weekend, Tom. Week got away from me. I didn't get a chance to watch those games at all, even on the replay. Was it a good weekend of hockey, or was it a typical early season weekend of hockey?
Good weekend of hockey. I don't think you're going to see the helter-skelter kind of early weekends of hockey as much now as we had in the past with our four-hour rule, Schultzy. I really believe that. I think we're more prepared in the early going right now than we were in the past. And those were two heavyweights going at it last weekend. And it was punch, counter, punch, and it was pretty good hockey.
Both teams last weekend scored early in periods. Is it easier to recover from giving up one like that at home as opposed to on the road?
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, because I think you still always have a little bit more confidence at home than you do on the road. And sometimes when you give up that early one on the road, your mind starts playing tricks on you.
North Dakota always seems to have at least one guy that's kind of driving the team. Who is it this year?
Well, I think Colton Pullman is their leader. Colton Pullman is their leader. He's a stand-up kid, plays the game the right way, and he's got a lot of substance, and I think he's a driving force. But they have a young kid, the Pinto kid. He's a freshman. I hate to sit there and say, like, you know, a freshman's their best guy, because that's probably not accurate, but he's very visible right now on the power play, very visible 5-on-5. Brad Berry told me today he's just going to be one heck of a hockey player, and what he's doing in the early stages is probably a testament of what's going to happen in the future.
Brendan Harris was hurt in the St. Cloud weekend. He's going to be out a while. Who's going to fill into his role in special teams?
That's a good question, but we just have to, you know, we have to make the most of it, Schultzy, and sometimes when there's an injury, it's got to be done by committee. I don't want to sit there and define one player that he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to take the, you know, the bull by the horns, you know, offensively with their team. I just think it has to be done by committee, and that's what happens when you have injuries. Hopefully what happens, your team comes a little, becomes a little closer and a little more cohesive, and you learn how to win as a team versus winning as a bunch of individuals.
Seven of the last nine games in this series have been tight games. What's it going to take in your mind to get things done in crunch time this weekend?
Schultz, we just got to play the game, and what happens, happens. We talked about that at the luncheon as well today. And there's a good chance that this game's going to be tied going into the third. One team's going to be ahead by one, whatever it might be. And, again, we're here to win hockey games, and we're going to do our put our best foot forward to win hockey games. But we just have to – we can't worry about the outcome right now. We just have to worry about the process. And I try to stick with the process right now because it's 60 minutes that we have to put together. But you know what? They got to put 60 minutes together as well. So I think there's two teams who play a similar style, who have the same mindset, and they have the same mentality. So maybe their radio guy's asking Brad Berry the same question, and he's going to sit there and say, hey, we just better be ready to battle for 60. And that's probably that's the message I'm telling you, and that's definitely the message we've told our team all week.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.